And now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a great weekend, and we'll give us an hour of your time tonight for our show, which, after all, is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are welcoming your participation. That's very, very important to us. So we hope you will give us a call with a question or answer. That number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Old group is here, back together again. So, Lee and Jerry and myself. Again, that number is 415-841-4134. So if you've been saving your cooking and household appliance questions for Leanne, now's the time. So, we'll be covering current events, movies, history and literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So, again, that's 415-841-4134. Our email address is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter, one word, at yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world, worldwide. So, that's kalw.org. That's us everywhere at kalw.org. If you'd like a podcast of this show, God willing, it will be available afterwards. So you can also go to KALW.org, and they can help you with that. So, as I said, we're going to start with a round of introductions, then a round of questions. And here's the first. On Earth Day, Jerry Nachman would like to propose a toast to his all-time favorite planet and wish it many happy soft drink bottle returns of the day. He was looking at me like he was really worried I wasn't going to get through that.
I'm always worried.
I can see out of the corner of my eye staring at me.
One take Rodriguez, you know.
Well, I did that perfectly. Thank you.
Well, pretty good. I'll work with you on it later.
All right, thanks.
Okay, well, Leah Garchik suggests that listeners do as she did yesterday, visit a foreign country. Three, in fact, at the San Francisco International Film Festival. A terrific getaway.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, understands that those poor Secret Service agents were lonely and far away from home, and people have needs.
All right. So that is us, and again, the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Let's see. Before the Giants and Dodgers were in the thick of the baseball season now, as everyone knows, before the Giants and Dodgers came to California in the late 50s, what was the westernmost Major League Baseball franchise? I'll give you maybe one guess on this.
So this would have been in the
58, right?
58,
around there.
All right.
Yeah.
St. Louis.
That's right. St. Louis Cardinals.
Good.
Very, very good. Excellent. Okay. I'll give you a quick one since that was, you know. After Safeway, which is apparently in some kind of financial difficulty, what is the largest supermarket chain in the U.S.?
What does largest mean? Number of stores?
Yeah, I guess so.
Or
yeah,
amount
yeah.
sold?
Probably amount of stores, I guess. No, I would guess.
Yeah, the number of stores. Number of stores, yeah.
Walmart?
No.
Well, that's a good
supermarket.
Supermarkets.
Yeah, but Walmart have supermarkets.
Yeah, well,
they sell a lot.
Yeah, they have everything, but okay. But traditional supermarket, let's say.
Winn-Dixie?
No.
Piggly Wiggly?
A&P?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Is this store out here by any chance?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but I don't think so.
All right. Okay, why don't you read the question?
After Safeway, what is the largest supermarket chain in the United States?
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I used to watch this cowboy serial when I was a kid about 55 years ago. It had four guys in it. One guy wore a white hat, or he rode a white horse. One of the other guys' name was Truson. His guns were backwards, you know. And then there was a Gabby Hayes-type character, and some other guy I don't remember.
So,
and I don't. I wonder what that serial was.
So when you say it was a serial, you mean it was you saw it in a theater or it was on television?
No, it was on television.
Okay, so but was it a once a week sort of thing?
I don't know.
A white horse would, of course, suggest silver, but I guess it was somebody else had a white horse.
Yeah.
And what was the second character, the sidekick?
Tucson.
Tucson.
Like Tucson with an R.
Oh, Tucson. Okay.
Right.
And he had two guns, and he wore them backwards, so turned around, you know.
Right.
It wasn't, Hoplon Cassidy's sidekick was California, not
right.
Tucson.
Yeah.
I thought Hopalong Cassidy's sidekick was Lucky.
No, it was...
Well, I think it was California. It might have been
he
Lucky.
He did have a sidekick called California, but he may have had one sidekick.
Maybe Lucky replaced California.
Anyway, we're getting off the... there were so many Westerns on in those days.
White Horse, Tucson, and one he can't
Tucson.
Remember.
Yeah.
Tucson.
Okay, we don't know, but we'll leave it out there, and maybe one of our callers will give you the answer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Well, there's a character named Tennessee Jed on radio.
This was television.
I can do the entire opening for you if you
can
like,
you?
But I don't think
you're not. All right, thank you. Leah, it's your turn.
Okay, here are a number of ingredients for a product that's still used today but made of different ingredients. This is the original version, okay? Gum arabic, egg whites, gelatin and beeswax. It's something we still use.
You eat it or you use it? Is it edible?
It's not edible.
Okay.
Oh, it isn't edible.
Gum arabic, egg whites, gelatin and beeswax. I guess this version might have been edible, but it wasn't. It's not a food substance.
Beeswax. So this is a sort of a utilitarian item?
Sort of. It's something that's still used.
But you don't eat them. You don't eat it.
No.
Sounds delicious, actually.
gum arabic. Mm-hmm. Beeswax.
Gelatin and egg whites.
Gelatin.
Is it a cleaning substance of any kind, can you say?
No.
Okay.
But it is something you would find in the kitchen.
I'm not saying.
Oh. All right. Okay. I don't know.
Oh, toothpaste.
No.
Well, that's not bad. That sounds
I don't
like
know where the eggs would come in.
Sounds like it'd give you more cavities than maybe. All right. All right. Let's see. I need you to give me both of these, all right, to get the point. Who were the first male and female African American Grammy Award winners? And I'm going to say it was the same year it happened.
Ike and Tina Turner?
No.
No, I don't think they're a pair, are they?
No, they're not a pair, but they just happened to win the same year.
That's
what I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Oh.
Who were the first male and female African American Grammy Award winners?
Well, in what category?
Well, they're, you know, it's not, it's a performing award.
Okay, performing category.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't tell us soul or...
And you won't tell us what year.
What category. I'm not going to tell you what year right now. I will give you the year later on.
What about category?
It performing.
Well, but it's broken down into 20 different kinds.
I know, but I'm just going to say performing.
Okay.
They're well-known names. Okay, they're not, nobody obscure.
The first... African American.
Yes, the first male African American, the first female African American to win the Grammy.
And you didn't. You won't
Nat
say
King
the year.
Nat King Cole and
who?
Nat King Cole
and Ella Fitzgerald.
I can't give you that point. No.
So one of them is right.
One of them is right.
One of them is right. Okay, second question.
Elephant, probably.
What was the first fruit grown on a farm, according to archaeologists and anthropologists? What was the first fruit grown on a farm?
Figs.
No.
Pomegranates.
No. Mm. All right, you named your two fruits.
In an orchard.
I guess so. Cultivated and grown.
Well, it's an apple, according to the Bible.
That's right.
but no.
A Granny Smith.
All right. What was the, according to people who have done research on this subject, what was the first fruit grown on a farm? And who were the first male and first female African-American Grammy Award winners? They both won in the same year, but not for necessarily working together. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Gary from San Mateo.
Hello.
Got two questions.
All right.
Which two feature films starring Judy Garland were based on television plays?
Judgment at Nuremberg?
Yeah, what's the other one?
Oh.
It was directed by John Cassavetes.
Oh, A Child is Waiting.
Yeah.
Oh.
And what else do they share in common?
What else do they share in common? They both had Burt Lancaster in them.
No, but they also had, the, had something to do with this, behind the scenes.
Behind
you want to give it to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
It was released by United Artists.
All right.
And here's my second one. Well, what was the first television series that videotaped their shows on location? I'll give you a clue. The host died last week.
Dick Clark, American Bandstand.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Do we have any more guests left on the African-American performers?
Later on, I'll give you I'll give you a guess. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, it's Harry and Susan in Berkeley.
Hi, Harry. Hi, Susan.
The supermarket, is it Publix?
No, it is not.
Okay. The first fruit, is it either olives or figs?
Neither one.
Oh, gosh.
Is olive a fig? Is olive a fruit?
Leia's question. It sounds like either furniture, wax, or shoe polish.
No.
That does sound like
you may be on the right track, though. I don't know. Maybe not.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Ellen in San Francisco.
Hi, Ellen.
I have a question. It is on the food theme.
Okay.
And I want to know if you can tell me what emptins are, or probably were, because it's historical. It's E-M-P-T-Y-N-S. Emptins.
What are they? And it's a food item.
Yes, it is.
Emptins.
And it, even though it ends in an S, I think it's a singular word.
Emptins.
I was going to say they're those little donuts, but it's Emptins.
Is this a brand name or a generic?
No, it's a generic name.
Okay.
Generic name. But it's not known by this name anymore.
No, the purpose is filled by something different today.
Mm. Mm. Could we say that the word preempt came from it? Which is something you'd eat before
the
end.
I don't think so.
All right. Would these ever have been sold in a grocery store?
I don't think so.
Okay. So it's a very old food item.
Yeah.
Let's see.
A home-generated food item.
Home-generated. You mean like making your own, doing your canning or making jelly or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. No, it doesn't ring a bell with me.
Is it a dairy product?
No.
But you can make it at home.
Apparently people did.
And you say it's Empton, not Emptons?
No, there's an S on the end, but I think it's, you know, you shouldn't assume that it's like multiples.
I see. Okay. Emptons.
We don't know.
Well, it's a leavening agent that people kept at the back of their stoves. It's either a wild yeast that people kept, or something like what we consider sourdough.
Oh, so, okay.
19th century, Midwest.
So it's sort of like a, what is that, not a fungus
starter.
Or a chemical agent or...
Yeah, like it, I mean, you know, sourdough is made with wild yeast that's just, particularly in San Francisco, comes in out of the air.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I wonder, you know, I mean, that the word empty is in there is strange.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert.
Hi, Robert.
I have a couple of answers, I think.
Okay.
Leah is, and welcome back, Leah. It's always fun to hear you.
Thank you.
Is it ChapStick?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a great guess.
How about for the grocery store? Is it Kroger?
It is Kroger.
Oh, all right.
Very good.
And for the fruit, would that be grapes?
Not grapes.
Okay. And also, my final guess, for the... African-American pair. Is it Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you and have a great job.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kroger's is mostly Midwest, I think. It's not out here, is it?
I don't think so.
I don't think I've seen one. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We hope you're enjoying the show. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman. Of course, the paperback version of his book is still available in all your online and maybe the occasional bookstore. It's called Right Here on Our Stage Tonight, Ed Sullivan's America. Leah Garchick, you can read in the San Francisco Chronicle Monday through Friday. And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. The question or answer, 415-841-4134. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, who were the first two sports legends featured on U.S. stamps honoring athletes?
What year was that, Jerry?
I'm not sure. Oh, okay, I can tell you. 1981.
Well,
Babe Ruth?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
The Gipper?
Nope. These are not names that necessarily you would think, oh, of course, you know.
Really?
I mean, they're very well known, but they're not in the Babe Ruth category, let's say.
But they're not necessarily baseball players either.
I'm not saying.
Bobby Jones.
Yes. How did you get that?
Well, I mean, you said it was, you get that buildup of it's not necessarily a name you have immediately thought of. And I
well,
thought
that
Bobby
would,
Jones,
a lot of people would fall in that. Very good, Bobby Jones.
Who's the great golf hero of all time, basically.
Okay, that's one, and now one more. Very good. Certainly worth a bell.
All right, thank you.
Even though you don't give
it. I'll give it to myself. Let's see. Bobby Jones and Jesse Owens.
No.
All right.
Good guess.
All right. Okay. Why don't you repeat the question, Jerry?
Who were the first two sports legends featured on the on U.S. stamps honoring athletes? Dana just got golfer Bobby Jones. I'm looking for the other one.
Who's that famous female tennis player of the year?
Althea Gibson.
No?
No, but Helen Wills Moody.
No, good guess, but no.
All right. Okay.
Oh, she's Althea Gibson was a runner, not a tennis player.
Oh, still, she could have been one of the people, you never know. Huh. All right. All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Bart in San Francisco.
Hi, Bart.
This is a wild guess. It's probably wrong. The combination of concoction involving gum, Arabic, egg whites, gelatin, and beeswax.
Yeah.
Could it be that type of glue called mucilage?
No.
Mm-mm. All right.
I think mucilage is made of horses.
Oh, right. Although that makes sense. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye.
How about Elmer's glue?
No.
I always wonder what they made that out of.
Cows.
Was it?
Well, Elmer's.
Elmer. Oh, yeah. Okay, you could be right. And next call?
Elsie is the cow, not Elmer.
Yeah, no, Elmer's is
higher on
I think
you're
different. Elmer is Elsie's mate.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
It's Kevin in Los Angeles.
Hi, Kevin.
How you doing? It's nice to be here on Old Home Week.
Yeah,
love having Leah around. I have a guess. I can have two guesses on the Grammys. I think it's going to be Ella Fitzgerald because she won a lot of Grammys. So I'm going to say Ella Fitzgerald and Duke Ellington.
No.
Can I take one more?
Yeah.
Ella and Count Basie.
You're right.
Ah, very good.
Good job. And it was they both won the same year in 1958.
Do you know what Count Basie won for?
He won for, I don't know the name of the album, but he won for an album. I think he got the album of the year or the something like that. So
pretty incredible. Yeah. Was 1958.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on a roll around then. So, okay, so I have a couple questions.
Why is that incredible?
That's so late.
It's so late.
Yeah. Then considering the contributions
well, how old
of black
are the,
music.
Are the
well, the Grammys
not,
are not actually not
the
much
Grammys
older
are not
than
that.
That
old.
So,
yeah, but like, April in Paris came out mid-50s, you know? So, I mean, it doesn't seem unreasonable to me.
Mm.
Anyway, okay, so I'm going to take you back to 1994, to the Winter Olympics. That was the year that Nancy Kerrigan was attacked by the cohorts of Tonya Harding.
Right. Those are the days.
Yeah.
And you may remember that Kerrigan, she flubbed in the big match.
Right.
And she lost. She came in second. She got silver medal. Who won gold?
Or the solo.
Was it a skinny Russian woman?
she was Ukrainian. So.
Oh, Ukrainian.
Oh, the one that had the drinking problem later?
That I don't know about.
Yeah, she's in a DUI.
And she moved to the United States.
Oksana
Bayul.
Oksana something?
Oksana Bayul.
Oksana Bayul, that's right.
Yeah. All right. How many Oksanas are there? Yeah.
And I have a question for Leah.
Yes.
Okay. Mastering the Art of French Cooking, everyone always associates with Julia Child, but who were her two co-authors?
Simone Beck. And another one whose name is hard to pronounce.
Well, that's not particularly close.
No, Simone Beck is right, though, right? And
yes, Simone Beck is correct.
The other one's it's a very French name.
If you don't know.
It's the one that the other two couldn't get along with, I think.
I'll give
French name.
Simone de Beauvoir.
It's Louisette Berthold. Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you,
Kevin.
Okay, bye now.
All right, bye-bye. And Leah, it's your turn.
Okay, what is a person who loves cheese called?
Cheesehead. No? Cheesehead?
No.
Okay.
Disgusting.
That's it.
Cheesy.
So, this name... okay.
A fromagier.
No.
Well,
not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not English, though.
Well, you didn't say it
you're looking for an English name.
Yeah.
You didn't say it was English. Okay.
An English name. Somebody who loves cheese. Like gourmand and gourmet. No. All right. I'll read the question once more, would you?
What's a person who loves cheese called?
Right. And we have a couple of lines open. If you'd like to give us a call, 415-841-4134. If you'd like to answer one of our questions or you have one of your own, 415-841-4134.
Let me pair that question with another cheese question. Who eats the most cheese in the world? So they're all cheese lovers. What country? What nationality?
Well... I have to say French. France, but no. France, no.
Never go straight for the cliche.
You don't even eat cheese. So
I
you're
don't,
not gonna
no,
get
I
this.
Don't even like cheese.
The only person I've ever heard.
There are a few of us around.
I don't know.
Select I don't know. Group.
But you can't even claim to have an allergy.
We're evolutionary.
You're just weird.
Evolutionarily advanced. Yeah. let's see. Okay, let me think. Country eats the most cheese. Would you say this was not an answer you would not ordinarily think of?
I'm not going to answer that.
Oh, I know. Switzerland.
No.
Oh. No, I don't know. Right.
Maybe Wisconsin was an independent country. I'll say the Irish.
No.
All right. I don't know why, but... Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Marky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
The other person, the other sports person on the stamp, how about Jim Thorpe?
Oh, that's good.
Who?
Jim Thorpe.
No.
All-American.
Very good guess.
Going back to what you were saying earlier, Gary, about the furthest west baseball team board. The Athletics used to be in Kansas City. They moved in 1953 or so.
Okay. Is that further west than St. Louis?
Yes.
Oh, certainly.
Okay. Well, yeah, I sit corrected.
Yep. Okay. Leah, your concoction, Maddie thinks it's nail polish.
Yeah, Maddie's right.
Oh.
Hey. Yeah.
And otherwise, yep, we're done.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Bye.
So, in that group, what would be the removing agent for...
The nail polish doesn't have to have a remover in it. And it's not a lacquer.
Oh, that's right. It's not nail polish remover. Sorry,
no,
I have some reason.
Nail polish.
Okay, sorry. So, what's the...
And it's not a lacquer. It's obviously, it's more like a polish. Okay. polish. Something
no color.
The person who guessed furniture polish was pretty close because it is obviously
you do use beeswax on
yeah.
Okay.
I guess my question should have been Western most national league team. Okay.
All right, television question. Who were the, there was a season on I Love Lucy when she and Ricky went out to Hollywood and he was going to make a movie about Don Juan. He was going to be Don Juan. And they met all kinds of famous stars that were on each week. Who were the two Academy Award-winning actors that were featured on those series of shows as guest stars? And who was the first star that Lucy met in Hollywood?
I think John Wayne.
That's one.
Okay. How many are we looking for?
We're looking for two, and then the separate question about who the first star was that she met in Hollywood.
I'll say Jack Benny.
No.
Not for the first, but one of the other two.
No.
Okay.
No.
So John Wayne is one.
John Wayne. So again, who were the two Academy Award-winning actors that Lucy met on I Love Lucy when the show moved out to Hollywood for a season?
I remember that show. He's sitting in the next booth at a restaurant, and she can't believe who it is.
And then who was the first movie star that she met in Hollywood?
Are either of these, are they both men or was one woman?
They're both men.
Both men. Okay.
Yeah, and the first one she met is a woman.
Oh, the first one is
a
woman.
Okay. Yes, the first one's a woman. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, hi, this is Valerie in San Francisco.
Hello.
Hi, I have a question for Leah.
Yes.
How many restaurants are in Paris?
Oh. Why is this just for Leah?
They think I know something about food. Well,
I've been to Paris. I'm a man of the world. Come on.
No, all right, guess. Go on.
How many?
You probably had a McDonald's, right?
3,000.
No.
What, not that many, you think?
More.
Many more.
Many more.
I would say 20,000.
Less.
Oh.
All right, I'll guess now. I'll say
more than
15,000.
No.
Okay, better tell us, I guess.
10?
Mm-mm.
No, more than that.
More.
Okay, go ahead. We've had our guess.
14,000.
14,000.
14. Oh, okay.
Well, the 15 was within our 10% rule.
That's true. That's right. That's right.
Well within.
And what about the cheese lover? Is that cheesemonger?
No. A cheesemonger is a cheese seller, but a cheese lover is a term for it.
Okay. So that's all.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is John and Stephanie in Petaluma.
Hi, John. Hi, Stephanie.
We're wondering if the first cultivated fruit was the date.
It was not the date.
Oh, okay.
It's not necessarily a food that you would read about in the Bible. If you were using that as a reference point.
That's what I said.
French fries.
I said figs, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
C'est moi?
You are on, yes.
Okay, about cheese.
Yes.
A tyrophile.
Yes.
But a nation of tyrophiles, I don't know which nation that
is. How do you say that?
Tyrophile.
T-U-R-O-P-H-I-L-E.
Turo. What's the root?
That's perfect because I'm terrified of cheese.
What?
It's from Greek.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Oh.
Kitty is cheese and philos is lover of whatever.
Oh. Turo is cheese in Greek? Yeah. I thought it was feta.
That is one of the many.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
Thank you. Good job.
Must be Greek.
Half a ding.
Well, you get, you know,
no,
you get
a ding.
You got another one.
Okay.
There you go.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Oh, okay. Who is Alfonso Quijano? Q-U-I-J-A-N-O. Better known as. Who is Alfonso? I'm sorry, not Alfonso. Alonso Quijano, better known as.
Could you spell that last name again?
Q-U-I-J-A-N-O.
That's the original name of this person you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Are they still alive?
No.
Can you frame it in any way, like what area they were known in?
No, if I frame it in any way, you'll get it right away. So I'm trying to think. Let me think if there's world famous.
World famous. Okay. But they're not still alive.
No.
A painter, by any chance?
No.
All right. Okay. Why don't you read the question once more?
Who is Alonso Quijano, better known as?
But world famous.
World famous figure.
World famous. Not alive and not a painter. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is David from San Francisco.
Hi, David.
So we thought the cheese lover was a caseophile from the Latin, but I guess we're wrong about that.
Mm-mm. Turophile.
And we were going to guess that the Dutch were the biggest consumers of cheese.
Nope.
Oh, good one.
Okay, and then the athlete we thought might be Althea Gibson.
No.
Well, we are out of luck.
Thank you, though.
Good. Thanks. Good. All right. Good guesses, though.
And we are about halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry, what do you
think? I asked, who are the first two sports legends featured on U.S. stamps honoring athletes? And Dana got Bobby Jones, the golfer, and I'm looking for the other one. The stamps came out in 1981. And my other question is, who is Alonso Quijano, Q-U-I-J-A-N-O, better known as?
And Leah?
Which nationality people eat the most cheese per capita?
Okay. Do you want to give a part of the world, maybe, by any chance? Like a continent or anything? Or would that give it away?
Yeah, let's not.
Right. What was the first fruit grown on a farm?
Well, often the answer to these fruit questions tend to be banana. So I'll say banana.
You're right. It's bananas.
See? The ever popular banana.
All right. So that was answered. First fruit grown on a farm was a banana. And who were the two Academy Award-winning actors that Lucy met when her I Love Lucy went to Hollywood for a season in the 50s? And who was the first star that she met when she got to Hollywood? Jerry got one of the Academy Award-winning actors, which was John Wayne.
Let me guess the first star. Can I, or you want to wait?
Go ahead, if you want.
Betty Davis.
No.
Okay.
And... oh, one of our callers left a message. I believe the Western the caller was referring to is called Sugarfoot, starring Will Hutchins.
Oh, that was, I remember that.
Frontier lawyer and Tom Brewster, sidekick, Jack Elam, Tommy Thompson, Timothy Thompson.
Good.
Anyway, so it could be Sugarfoot. Okay, there you go.
Wasn't the name of the character or the actor Will something? Or
Will Hutchins.
Will Hutchins.
Yeah.
Did she say that?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
No, I mean, the caller didn't say that, but the caller who left this answer said
Will Hutchins is the actor, or is it the character?
No, Will Hutchins is the actor that played
the actor,
Sugarfoot.
Okay.
So. And Leah, I think it's your turn.
Okay. This is a timeline question, so I'm going to name 8 products. Or kinds of products, and you tell me from the first invention of the first to the invention of the last. And they're all kind of...
I mean, if you're missing one, then that's it, huh? Because that's tough to get 8 in a row.
What, 8? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to start with... No, if you name the oldest, you would get a bell, let's say.
All right.
Okay. Deodorant, Kleenex... sunscreen, Vaseline, nail polish, Noxzema, Q-tips, and bobby pins.
Oh, boy.
Could have a lot of fun on a weekend with that stuff.
What?
Let's see. Bobby pins.
I'll say Vaseline is the oldest.
That's wrong.
Okay, I give up.
Go over the whole thing once more, please.
Deodorant, Kleenex, sunscreen, nail polish, Vaseline, Noxzema, Q-tips, and bobby pins.
No. Is yeah. Is some version of either deodorant or sunscreen the oldest?
No.
Right. Who knows what they could have made it out of and over the years. Beeswax, maybe. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller? Hello? No? Sorry. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hey, good.
Very good. What year was the first American movie produced?
Well...
Produced commercially, you mean?
Yeah.
What was that, the Great Train Robbery?
Or? No, it's before that. You mean just any of any length?
Of any length.
1897.
What movie was?
Is that the right year? Did I guess the right year?
Well, must have been one of Edison's. It was the there's one of Boxer's. There's one called The Kiss.
The Kiss, yeah.
There were two men dancing. All these little, minute.
Most of them were short.
And then very Bridges horse galloping. I don't know if that's right. Correct.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I ask you that because the first Egyptian movie was made in 1896.
Ah, it's pretty close.
And it was also short, but by 1908 there was over 20 movie theaters in Cairo and Alexandria. By 1917, it went to several hundred theaters in Cairo and Alexandria. Great movies. The reason I call it that because a bunch of American producers. Detractors' money, among many other things that Mubarak regime destroyed, was the beautiful Egyptian, called 1900, 1910, 1920 Egyptian film. They never kept correctly. They're trying to save them. You can go to the website and donate money if you can. It's called Saving the Egyptian Movie.
No commercials there.
Classics.
Public service announcements.
It's a non-profit organization.
Okay.
We're saving the Egyptian film. Classics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now here's the real question. What is the nuclear football?
The football is they carry the codes in for the president.
Very good, very good. Okay, when the Secret Service started, talking about the scandal happening in Colombia a few days ago, what was their service? What was the Secret Service dealing to, main job, or actually the only job they're supposed to do?
Well, the Secret Service doesn't carry the football. It's a military. It's always
right.
A member of the military that does.
I know, but it's related to that. What was the main job for the Secret Service?
It wasn't protecting the president.
They were casing the, as they always do, the area the president was going to be staying.
No,
he says it's not protecting the president. It's something
really
else.
Has nothing to do with the president at all.
All right.
It really doesn't. And they still do it, by the way.
Well, the Secret Service also they chase down counterfeiters.
That was exactly it.
Yeah.
He started as chasing down country further. The protecting the president came later on. For your listeners, two questions very quickly. A few years ago, yeah, he did very well, in fact.
Just one question, Abe.
Okay, one question. Okay. Last year we talked about Fermi paradox, and that really was the essence of it, that he didn't think life exists anywhere else in the universe. The question is here. What is all heard about Stephen Hawking? What is Hawking's paradox? If one of your audience, unless you know yourself.
I don't happen to know that one.
You haven't thought?
All right, we will leave it out there for people.
Leave it out for people to call.
Hawking's,
right.
Hawking's what?
Thanks, Eve. Bye-bye. What's that?
Hawking's what?
Hawking's paradox. It's obviously a mathematical, or it's astrophysics.
Yeah. Doesn't have anything to do with Hawking's and his wife. Who he?
I can't even get any closer
to that.
On it.
You don't want
to
go there.
Yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hello, is it me?
It is you.
Oh, hi. Okay, so the first person that Lucille Ball met in Hollywood, is that Hedda Hopper?
Well, she was definitely on one of the episodes, but that was not the first person.
Okay. And the Oscar winning actor, is that Alan Ladd?
No.
Okay. And the Alonso guy, is that Cesar Romero?
Nope.
Okay. I like your term of reference, though. I mean,
Okay, one more.
Cesar Romero. We don't get many Cesar Romero questions anymore.
Well, it's what we thought, maybe, you know, kind of.
He was not an actor, I'll tell you that.
He's not an actor. Okay.
Not a performer.
But I'm delighted that you brought up Cesar Romero.
Oh, he's not a performer?
Not a performer.
Oh, okay.
The real name of Ban Ki-moon.
Okay. Oh, what's the last one? Oh, the first invention, is that the bobby pin?
The bobby
no,
pin?
No, it's not the first, no.
Okay, that's me. I'm done. Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Sunday at 7. Give us a call if you like with a question or answer at 415-841-4134. Okay, so according to a poll, this was done in 2009, so a couple of years ago. What were the three best-known names of foreign public figures in China? They did a poll in China asking to name the three best-known public figures outside of China to, you know, names that are most familiar.
Living public figures?
None are living.
Abraham Lincoln.
None are living. That's a good
familiar
point.
Familiar to everybody?
Familiar to them, the names that are most familiar to the Chinese.
To the Chinese.
They pulled, yes. So what are the names of the three non-Chinese public figures that are best known in China?
Bruce Lee.
That's a good guess, no.
Abraham Lincoln.
No. I'll give each another guess.
Public figures, you say, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, well-known public figures. And none of them are no longer living.
Ronald Reagan?
No.
Nixon.
Yes, Richard Nixon.
Oh,
is
Nixon
one.
In China? Yeah.
Yes. Okay, that's one. So once more, according to a poll done in 2009, a couple of years ago, what were the three best-known names of non-Chinese public figures known in China?
They're all non-Chinese.
They're all non-Chinese.
Okay,
as far as I know. You never know, but. And let's go do a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, on that question about Westerns?
Yes.
I got a different answer.
Okay, what do you have?
Okay, it was The Three Musketeers, which was a movie series.
Oh.
Started out in the 1930s and ran in through the...
Yeah, John Wayne and Roy Corrigan and I don't remember who the other guy was.
Robert Livingston.
Okay.
And Bob Steele was part of it at one time. They went through a series of different ones. But, yeah, John Wayne was the first Tucson Smith.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll give you a bell and we'll leave it out.
Okay. And anyway, he's probably thinking of television because in the early part of the television days, they ran them on television quite a bit.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi. I'd like to answer Alonso Quijano.
Yes, who's that?
Who is the real name of a fictional character known as Don Quixote.
Exactly.
Oh.
Very good. Don Quixote de la Mancha.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Gosh. Should have known that. Good job. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hi, you there?
Yes. Grant me some guesses, please.
Sure.
Bing Crosby with Lucy?
No.
Okay. This I do know. Lou Gehrig was on a stamp.
But not the first issue of Athletes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So do we just have one of those or two of them? Or
what?
Of the right answers on the stamp question.
You've got Bobby Jones. I'm looking for one more.
Okay.
They both came out in 1981.
So you only wanted two out of the four? Was that the idea?
No, there are only two.
Oh, I think you said four. There were four.
No, I'm asking for two only.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
All right. Okay.
And they both came out, I guess, at the same time in
1981. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to get the sports now that we're down? The ones that are...
You'd get it too easily. Well, maybe not. No, I won't say it.
All right. And we have a line open here if you'd like to call.
I will say.
All right, make up your mind.
Track and field.
But it wasn't Jesse Owens.
No.
Well, because I already said that.
Roger Bannister?
No.
Well, he's English.
He's American person.
Good point.
Let's see. Track and field. Who's the American that did the four-minute mile? Well, Roger Bannister was on the broke the four-minute mile, but
yeah.
All right. And the number to join us is 415-841-4134. All right. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hi. It's Nancy in Oakland.
Hi, Nancy.
So, someone took the Alonzo Quijano question.
Yes.
But I have a guess for the people who eat the most cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Still open? Would it be the Brits?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
Mm-mm.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, this is Greg in San Francisco. Hi. Did you already guess about, was it Quijano? Did somebody guess about Quijano?
Yes, they did, but what do you have?
Is that Anthony Quinn?
No, it isn't. It's Don Quixote.
Oh, Don Quixote. All right. let's see the other one. William Holden appeared with Lucy.
That's right.
You're right.
That,
yeah, huh? She met him in the Brown Derby.
Very good.
Good job.
And let's see if there's anything else. That's it. Have a good evening.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
I thought she met John Wayne in the Brown Derby.
She met John Wayne because she stole John Wayne's footprints from Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Oh, that's right.
And so I'm still looking. The only one I'm looking for is the first star that she met in Hollywood. And
it's a woman.
It is a woman, yes. Yes.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
No. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is John in Berkeley.
Hi, John.
Someone just answered my William Holden.
Oh, well.
So who was the first star that she met in Hollywood then?
I don't know. I don't remember that, but I can perfectly remember the scene with William Holden and Lucille Ball, and there was a cigarette and something like that. That was later, I suppose, back at the hotel room.
But
I'll guess about the cheese, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Would it be Denmark?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I make another guess on the cheese? Since we're all getting Mexico.
No.
Mexicans.
No.
Okay. Right.
And Jerry, it's your turn.
Oh. Wow. Well, this is too good for the end of the show. Let's see. What's a kind of cheesy question here?
So to speak.
On what day are the fewest number of people born in the United States?
On what day?
February
29th. Nope. Oh, yeah. Oh,
well,
great
it's
answer.
It's not a trick question. Yeah, well, that's right, but okay. That's good. So other than that.
Give me go for that. On what day? It's not a trick question.
No.
So, December 25th.
That's right. And the reason I surmise is if they probably...
They don't want to go to the hospital.
...do fewer cesareans on that day, but that's just my theory. Oh. Very good. My own January 13th is relatively rare. You'd be happy to know.
Oh, it used to be a superstition. Anybody born on Christmas Day was cursed.
Why did you select that? Just because of the obvious day?
Probably because people didn't want to go to the hospital and break up their Christmas.
Well, you don't have a choice.
Or there aren't enough people, and the staffing is low, and they're worried about going to the hospital on Christmas Day.
I think my cesarean theory is better.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And Leah, do you have something to keep me throwing?
Who were Ming and Toy? San Francisco. Famous in San Francisco.
Ming and Toy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds very familiar.
Not to me, just Tommy Toy, I know. The restaurant, were they restaurateurs?
Ming and Toy. Ming and Toy. Were they real people?
Yeah.
Did they own something?
No.
Ming and Toy. Did anything to do with the circus?
No.
Okay. Huh. All right. You heard about Sam Woe's.
Yeah.
Made me think of that.
I've never been there. Have you?
I was there when I was in college.
Were you?
And
is it as colorful as legend has it?
Well, we didn't have the rudest waiter there, but they were rude enough. So actually, Leah, why don't you just repeat that once more?
Who were Minga and Toy?
Minga and Toy.
Were they first Asian supervisors, perhaps?
No.
Minga and Toy. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, it's Michael from El Cerrito.
Hi, Michael.
I got beaten to the William Holden answer. Why don't I take a stab at the other athlete?
Okay.
Was that Bob Mathias?
No.
That's a very good guess.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
The origin of the name of the horse race, the sport in horse racing and track and field called steeplechase. Where did that name come from?
Oh, from Steeplechase Park?
No.
Is that, or I guess the park was named after the sport then.
Yeah,
Steeplechase is an amusement park in Brooklyn.
Oh, all right.
Sounds British to me.
How old is it? May we ask that?
It's probably about 200 or 300 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's English in origin.
Maybe more. And yes, it is English in origin.
Steeplechase. Because was it originally a race that was run from church to church, around churches, or?
Well, it has to do with churches.
So they raced foxes through. Right. They let foxes out through churchyards and ran after them.
It wasn't associated with the hunt.
Okay. I think that's about as far as we can go.
Okay. It came from a custom among the landed gentry, the young gentlemen out riding on horses to challenge one another to races, and they point to an object in the distance, usually a steeple.
Ah.
And they take off for it. The quickest way to be in the straight line, and the idea being to leap over any streams or hedges or obstacles that came in their path.
Oh, good.
Okay.
So the horse racing that they do now is supposed to had its start there. Hmm. And of course, the track and field event was based on the horse racing event, but that involves jumping into a pond.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Bye bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, good evening. It's Brian in Oakland.
Hi, Brian.
I want to try for the stamp athlete.
Yeah.
Babe Dickerson.
Bingo. Very good.
Oh.
I have no idea. I know that.
She was also a golfer, but I didn't want to say that. Yeah.
Was it Diedrichson?
Her maiden name. Zaharias. Babe Diedrichson. Zaharias.
Right. Yeah, right. Okay.
She married George Zaharias. Yeah.
Yeah, and I love the answer about the steeplechase. That is just so trivial.
Very interesting, yeah. So trivial.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, am I on?
You are.
Oh, hi. I had a question, a guess about the nation that eats the most cheese.
Yes.
Is it the U.S.?
No.
Okay,
I can tell you that the U.S. eats... average 29 pounds of cheese a year.
Well,
Americans.
I mean, I don't know how that stands.
How does that compare to the winner?
The winner is.
Thank you very much, though.
Is nearly twice that.
Wow!
Wow!
Somebody's eating my 29 pounds. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Mac on Twin Peaks.
Hi, Mac.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. I know that Quijona was Don Quixote. I thought it was going to be Herb Alpert again, but I was wrong on that. On the elements, the eight elements that you had, Leah, is Q-tips the newest?
No.
Oh, all right. And for cheese, I will guess Germany?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
And I remember a stamp to Babe Zaharias a long time ago, and someone just beat me to that. And that's all I have. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? No? Okay. Let's see. Let me, is there anything I can use here? I'll give you a quick guess on this because it's a food question we use here. The name of this vegetable comes from the Greek word for sprout. The name of this vegetable comes from the Greek word for sprout. Anything, I guess?
Asparagus?
Yes. Very good.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Good job. Good
excellent.
Job.
Excellent.
Yes. And take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matters.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi. Well, we're assuming that France has already been guessed on this cheese question.
Yes, it's not France.
So what we think is Belgium.
Nope, not Belgium.
Oh, Switzerland, my husband's saying. Okay,
nope.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. This is a per capita sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi. Has someone gotten the cheese one yet?
No.
Is it the Dutch?
No.
Damn. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I've got a couple questions about the, a couple of answers. Is the athlete on a stamp Jackie Joyner-Kersee?
No, much earlier, Babe Didrikson Zaharias.
Ah, okay. And has anyone guessed for the cheese consumption? Has anyone guessed the obvious country of France?
Yes,
right away. I'm Mr.
Right.
Obvious, and I
right
guess
away.
It.
Okay, how about Australia?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Okay, we better clean up here. Jerry, do you have anything?
I'm very clean.
All right, Leah. So I hear. Leah?
Okay, I'll wait for the cheese question until last, but here is the list of products. Now, if you the nail polish, which was on this list, from the ingredients, those are really ancient ingredients in that original nail polish. That was 3000 BC that was invented. So that's the first product. Second one, 1878, get Vaseline. Third, deodorant, 1888.
Wow.
Fourth, Noxzema, 1914. Fifth, bobby pins, 1916. Six, Q-tips, 1923. Seven, Kleenex, 1928. And eight, sunscreen, 1936.
And women were painting their nails and...
They weren't painting them. They were polishing them.
Well, that's the same thing.
Not really.
Well, to me it is.
the most cheese, 54 pounds a year. Greeks.
Oh.
Greeks. I was going to say that the last, but I already guessed every country.
And okay.
So
all right.
I guess second. Vaseline, you said, huh?
Second.
Yeah.
The first celebrity that Lucy met was in the same episode where she met William Holden in the Brown Derby. That was Eve Arden. She asked Eve Arden if that was really William Holden there without knowing who she was. Oh. And according to a poll done in 2009, the three best-known names of foreign public figures known in China are Richard Nixon, Elvis Presley, and Jesus Christ. So, anyway, if we did not get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We hope you enjoyed the show. We certainly enjoy bringing it to you. Our panel tonight was author Jerry Nachman, Chronicle columnist Leah Garchik. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Debbie Kennedy, the wonderful Debbie Kennedy, and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7. I think Lori Fisher is going to be here. And have a great week, and take care. Bye-bye.